So the 20-minute format, not so easy, huh?
You know, this 20-minute format is, because you know, just when you get going, just when you hit your stride, you know, the damn clock is like bitching at you that you got to stop.
I've been listening this week, and really, it's, well, let's put it this way. All of a sudden, Archer's weekend recaps about which wineries he goes to, not so boring.
Speaking of Archer, were you on Archer's group show tonight? Because I missed it.
No, he is on my list. He is just too tired now that he's doing that boot camp thing.
Oh, I know. You know, I think I posted this on his blog, but it's like every time that he says that, I just think back to that movie. It's like, and this one time at band camp, it's like, he's just like, and this one time at boot camp, they made me do push-ups.
And they put a clarinet up my pussy. And can you say pussy on this show?
Yes. We'll beep it out.
Oh, okay.
Archer's actually doing boot camp? Like,
yeah,
physical?
Yeah, no, he's joined the military.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's just like, and this one time at boot camp, they made me do push-ups.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 321 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2009. Y'all, Big Fatty has either contracted the swine flu or he ate some nasty rancid popcorn. So today you're going to hear a lot of voice letters. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Monday, Big Fatty, there was an event at the coal mine over the weekend, and they had a popcorn machine. And there was some leftover popcorn, and Big Fatty just like, oh, Big Fatty loves the popcorn. So Big Fatty got him a big old bucket of it and was chomping on it and everything. About lunchtime on Monday, Big Fatty. And so I came home after lunch, and y'all, Big Fatty has had the gastrointestinal problems from the popcorn, and I hope it's going to pass. If not, I'm going to have to start wearing one of those. The people in the office were wearing those masks, and I think it was because Big Fatty was a little gassy, but anyway, I hope it is not the swine flu, because y'all, I do not need the swine flu, because I've got the big horror trip coming up this weekend, and Big Fatty needs to be, things need to be working properly for a good horror trip to be good. So, anyway, now y'all, I've got several things on my list, but I think that I am going to wait and talk about them later, with the exception of John Tesh. I think he plays that piano, and anyway, Mr. Vader was all excited today because he won tickets to hear John Tesh play the piano and go backstage and meet him. Huh. So, y'all, what can get any better than that except maybe this?
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. It's Bjorn from Dallas. I'm sorry. I've just been, I thought I was doing real well just actually listening to your show. You know, just sometimes it's hard to listen to your show, you know, with it being ruined and everything. So, but I'm just busy, you know, designing coal mines for you coal miners, you know, having meetings with you coal mine supervisors and realizing coal mines are run by crazy people. Anyways, I'm going to go back to pretending to listen to your show. I mean, listen to your show, and maybe I'll make fun of you on Sorry, Ricky, if you're lucky. If you're lucky.
Bye. Y'all, that was Bjorn. We hadn't heard from him on a voice letter in a very long time, and obviously he is pretending to listen and that way he pretended to call, I'm guessing. So, you know, that's all I've got to say. Now, y'all, if you want to, I've got it right here. Can I slice you up a piece of humble pie? Oh, Omar, you want a piece? Oh, here, let me cut that for you.
Big Fatty, this is The Other O from TheOtherO.com, and I just want to speak seriously now. I know a lot of people are doing that these days. They're speaking seriously. I have sobered up. I have really kind of come to my senses. And I really am calling so that you know and that there's no doubt that my favorite podcast is What's That Online. And I don't want there to be any discrepancy behind which of the podcasts I like. So just please know that, you know, I try to listen to your fat air day, and I'm so flattered that you have included me in the intros to your shows. And I hope to fall into your, you know, fat graces yet again. And come to Chicago, because there is a new bed and breakfast above the Leather Bar. I will make a reservation for you. Abrazo y besitos.
Now, y'all, did he make a reservation for Big Fatty? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. But, y'all, he is trying to get back in Big Fatty's good graces because Big Fatty is staying at the Host Hotel for the big horror event, and Omar would like to come by for to see some menses. So, Omar, you are forgiven, even though I'm not sure why you had that music playing in the background in your apartment so loud while you were calling me to tell me what your favorite podcast was. But anyway, y'all, I have received a call also, and Big Fatty has made a mistake. And you know, Big Fatty will own up to a mistake when he makes one. But evidently, Big Fatty said that he hadn't heard from Peter G out there in the Oaklands lately, and Peter G called to give me a verbal spanking, y'all. It is one of the nicest verbal spankings I've received, but it is a verbal spanking nonetheless.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Peter G from the Oakland, and you called me out on your listener map for not contacting you, but I did send you a bacon, chocolate-covered bacon last week, so I did contact you. Maybe all that bacon went to your head and you don't remember. But anyway, I love your podcast, and of course, we want to hear more of the stories of the skull. I know she's a crabby old bitch that used to work in your office, but what's her backstory? How did she get that way? And how many ways can you hate her? Anyway, thank you, Big Fatty. Goodbye.
How do I hate thee? Let me count the ways. Y'all, the skull called the coal mine. Peter, this is just for you. The skull called the coal mine because the Captain Commando had the appendicitis and had to have the surgery, and she called and wanted to get his address, and she had his old address, and she wanted to make sure that his old address was his correct address. And, you know, y'all, it was a thousand different things on the message that was left at the coal mine. I am the skull, and I am just, y'all, and she's trying to be nice, but y'all, she just fucking drove us crazy, and that's why we hate her. Well, now, y'all, our next call is from someone who used to listen with regularity to the BFO, but they have moved on to bigger and better things. However, I think that they were prodded into making this phone call. Either that, or they're getting ready. Excuse me. They're getting ready for the big Gay Days Hoot Nanny coming up that first weekend in June. That'll be June. Big Fat, you know, Big Fatty will be down there in the Orlando's the 3rd through the 8th. I think they've resubscribed so that they can talk like, oh yes, well of course I've always listened, and I'm sure that there'll probably be some sort of stinger or something like that. But anyway, let's take this next call. Hello, area code 407. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Fatty, it's Mr. B. I'm just getting caught up on your podcast, and I thought I would call you and let you know the reason I did not go to the parasailing was because the winds were too high, so the cruise canceled the parasailing. So I couldn't go. So that's it. Bye.
Y'all, that is the Super B from the Super Cast. Not Super. Jesus. From the coop. Oh, God, y'all. Big fight. I think it's the swine flu, y'all. I think it's the swine flu. Y'all, that is the Super Bee from the QCast connection. And he and Michael put out that show. They hadn't done one in a while, but they, you know, they're very busy. Very, very busy. Because, y'all, Michael has about 15 jobs. And the Super Bee is the chef. It's Chef Bee. You know, as and whenever Michael gets home, I just envision Hazel running around going, "Mr. B, Mr. B." No, actually, I guess Michael would be doing that. And never mind. Puffreddy, help me out of this.
Hey, Big, this is Puffreddy down in Austin, and just got done listening to your shows where you answered my questions, and thank you very much. You were very entertaining and informative, and I appreciate it. And I also wanted to give you my real quick prom story. My prom date was Johnny Powell. I was the first boy who showed up at my high school with another boy for their prom date. And it didn't go over too well in Oklahoma City. Anyway, that's all I got. Thanks again for answering my questions, and I'll let you know how the presentation goes. Bye.
Oh, y'all, our little boy's all grown up. He's going to the prom. With Johnny? Oh. Y'all, you think Big Fatty's got big balls. Perfretti, you were in high school, and you took a boy to the prom in Oklahoma City. I would say good on ya. Good on ya, Puffreddy. And y'all, speaking of the prom, if you happen to be in the Charleston area this weekend, which, of course, Big Fatty will not be because he'll be at the horror event in Charlotte, but Friday night at the Patrick's Pub, they are having the gay prom. So if you, Puffreddy, if you'd like to come to town and bring Jed or whomever, you know, there's a prom this weekend. Y'all, last weekend, I think I told you that my niece went to her prom last Saturday. Maybe I didn't tell you this. I don't know. Anyway, I got the report from the Hats over the weekend, and, you know, it was the proud grandmother. She's just turned into quite the young lady. Oh, she is my grandchild, and she's just growing up so fast. And, y'all, she's 18 now, so she can go out and drink. Oh, no, actually, she can't. She can go fight a... No, never mind. She can just go to the prom. Okay. Y'all, we have got a voice letter from someone that Big Fatty wouldn't mind taking to the prom.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Dragon from Dragon's Podcast. I wanted to call you and thank you for the plug. But since we haven't actually met yet, I just have to thank you for mentioning my show on your show. By the way, I went over to Kim Beaver's lodge, and I wanted to see what all the fuss was about your balls. Well, all I got to say is, thank you for the digital tea bag. Bye.
Well, Dragon, I'm so glad you enjoyed my lemon lift, and perhaps I can show you my Earl Grey sometime soon. And by chance, do you have any Grey Poupon? Y'all, on Saturday, I'm sitting here at the coal mine, and y'all, an emergency voice letter comes in, and I was like, oh my God, there's an emergency voice letter coming in, and y'all, this was it.
Bea Arthur, former Golden Girl, has died at 86.
Y'all, it's nice to know that those computras that were chitter-chatting on the Sea Hag show.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Between their pooping over there, because Vera speaks, makes me poop a little. Me too. Do you like chicken? Like I like chicken. they were kind enough to call and let Big Fatty know that former Golden Girl Bea Arthur had passed away. Y'all, and I don't know how the computers know that, but they do. They do. They must know everything, y'all. They're going to take over. They're taking over. And you know where they're going to start by the taking over? They're going to take over starting in Boston.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian from Boston calling you live and direct from Provincetown, Massachusetts, B-Town. I'm having a great time. It's a bit of a joint call here. I'm at the A-House having a blast, and I just thought to give you a call and say, hey. Anyway, so hope you're having a good weekend, Big Fatty. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Now, y'all, that is Brian from Boston. He was over in P-Town. Y'all, that is one of the places that Big Fatty has never been. And it's on the list. It's on the list. So, anyway, maybe I'll eventually get over there. Y'all, if Brian from Boston will take me over there, I'll go. That's nothing but a setup for deliciousness, y'all. And, y'all, our final call today is not from P-Town, but from Jeremiah.
A Big Fatty, has the Mexican pig flu broke out over there in South Carolina yet? Have y'all got a guideline at the coal mine about what to do in the event of? You need to go to your doctor and tell him you need a box of Tamiflu and a box of Cipro. Because you don't want to get this Mexican pig flu, you know, that's just... And Vera spending $18,000 on tires. I have talked to several people here. And we don't even think that tires for two of us would cost $18,000. I mean, what is she buying? Do they have golden rims on them encrusted with diamonds? But, you know, knowing Vera, it's possible. And, you know, she's over there in California, and that's where the Mexican pig flu is, so she could have it. They might not let her into the Las Vegas in her tour bus with the golden rims with diamond incrustations on them. They cost $18,000. You know, I hope you buy you some Zicam and put it in your nose and gird your loins, because the Mexican pig flu is hitting us now. All right, Big Fatty, we'll talk with you later.
Yo, Jeremiah always makes me laugh. Gird your loins. And y'all, the gold rim, you know, I think the gold rim might be around a part of Gucci's. And that, oh, maybe we won't go there. And the diamond incrustations, you know, y'all, only Jeremiah would come up with the golden rims and the diamond incrustations. I wonder if they've got the teeth that match that. Oh, Lord, don't bring up teeth. That may be what it is, too. Maybe those gold teeth or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so, well, Jeremiah, thank you so much. I hope that Big Fatty, his loins are a little girdy today. And I hope I do not have that Mexican flu, pig flu. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I did hear, and y'all, I was a little worried, and I know Julie is worried about this also, but I did hear that you cannot get the Mexican pig flu from eating pork. So that is a good thing. That immediately put my mind at ease. And Julie, I hope it puts your mind at ease as well. So, y'all, I have forgotten to tell you that about, dear Gussie. More than a week ago, Miss Kitty is back from France. Big Fatty went and picked her up at the Aeropuerto. I don't think that she brought the Mexican pig flu in with her since she was coming from France. But I did receive also a postcard from Miss Kitty. And he says that the stay in Paris is great. Lots of sun and the city is in full bloom. There are 7 passengers on the barge and a staff of 5. And they feed us constantly. So think fat, Miss Kitty. Ms. Kitty. Not Miss Kitty. It's Ms. Kitty now. Oh, and there's a P.S.
He's just like, and this one time at boot camp, they made me do push-ups.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! Yeah.
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.